18th. Currently, with fair skies, it is 8 degrees. The humidity is 73%. The wind speed is west at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.51. The dew point is 1 degree, and the wind chill is minus 1 degree. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Voting opens to award four Kansas City area nonprofits with $25,000 in Country Club Plaza's Centennial Grant Program.
Community members can cast a vote online for the nonprofit they would like to see win the grant. Voting opened Monday and closes today. The four finalists that receive the most votes will be selected to receive the grant. The Sentinel Grant Program focuses on organizations addressing community, education, and arts. Over 90 applications were considered for the grant. The top four finalists will be chosen, and the winning organizations will be announced on December the 1st. I'm Armetta Landrum.
A Kansas student will get to be part of an all-star band at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade next week. The Macy's Great American Marching Band includes 200 of the most talented high school musicians from all 50 states, and Ryan Rieger, a tuba player from Buehler High School, will represent Kansas. The parade will be televised on NBC on Thanksgiving Day from 9 a.m. to noon. And this is Kansas Information Network News.
Hello, this is Rosie the Skunk for Atmos Energy. You might think I make a bad smell. I mean, of course you do. Why wouldn't you? After all, I'm a skunk. But my stinky fragrance is nothing compared to the rotten egg smell of a gas leak, because that could be dangerous. So if you think you smell a leak or encounter other signs such as hearing a hissing or blowing sound or seeing a vapor cloud, blowing dirt or bubbling water, do not smoke, talk on the phone, turn on or off equipment or vehicles, or do anything that could cause a spark. Leave the area immediately. Then call 911 and Atmos Energy. Atmos Energy will send a trained technician to investigate the situation. Take it from a skunk. Gas leaks just plain stink. Seriously, there's no gray area here. When dealing with gas leaks, it's black and white. Yep, that's a little skunk humor there. For more information, visit atmosenergy.com/gas safety.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The U.S. government says it will protect two populations of the lesser prairie chicken, a rare prairie bird that's found in parts of the Midwest, including one of the country's most prolific oil and gas fields, as the lesser prairie chicken's range covers a portion of the oil-rich Permian Basin along the New Mexico-Texas line and extends into parts of Colorado, Oklahoma, and Kansas. The bird's habitat has diminished about 90% from historical levels, and officials say that the prairies where the birds live are in peril as they get broken up and developed. On Thursday, U.S. Senators Jerry Moran and Roger Marshall of Kansas and Kansas Congressman Tracy Mann condemned the Biden administration's decision to list the lesser prairie chicken under the Endangered Species Act. The senators and congressmen voiced concerns of the ruling, with Senator Moran saying the choice to list the lesser prairie chicken as threatened, despite voluntary, locally driven conservation efforts, will negatively impact critical industries in Kansas and will remove any incentive for similar local efforts for wildlife conservation in the future. Senator Marshall added that listing the lesser prairie chicken will hurt our state's economy, hinder our oil and gas independence, increase utility costs, and prevent the development of renewable energy in prime western Kansas locations. And Representative Mann said that this ruling is more than another example of federal overreach. It's proxy war on American agriculture and energy sectors that are vital to our economy. He said farmers, ranchers, and landowners are the original conservationists, and the federal government should get out of their way to let them do what they do best. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that just after 3 p.m. on Thursday in Russell County, a 2022 Peterbilt straight truck driven by Anthony Joseph Mosier, 23, of Hoisington, was northbound on 181st Street, 3.9 miles west of the U.S. 40 and U.S. 281 junction, and stopped at the railroad crossing. As the truck began moving forward, the driver did not see the westbound train, and the train collided with the truck. The truck came to rest in the southwest corner of the crossing, where it caught fire and was completely destroyed. EMS transported Mosier to the Russell Regional Medical Center, and there were no injuries on the train. Mosier was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. The Kansas Department of Agriculture is accepting applications from producers to participate in the Kansas Local Food Purchase Assistance, or LFPA, program. The Kansas LFPA program will strengthen the state's local food system by providing expanded wholesale market access to Kansas's food producers and increasing access to locally sourced food in rural and urban counties impacted by food insecurity. The Kansas Department of Agriculture was awarded a $2,500,000 cooperative agreement under the U.S. Department of Agriculture Agricultural Marketing Services Local Food Purchase Assistance Cooperative Agreement Program, and the funds will be used to purchase and distribute Kansas-grown and processed foods to underserved communities and families across Kansas through the state's existing distribution network of food banks. Kansas producers are encouraged to apply to participate in the Kansas LFPA program in order to sell their products to the food banks serving the state. Products eligible for sale under the program include produce, dairy, meat, eggs, honey, and processed foods, and products must be grown or processed local to Kansas to be eligible for sale under the program. Applications are due to the Kansas Department of Agriculture no later than 5 p.m. on February 15th of 2023, and for more information, you can visit agriculture.ks.gov/LFPA. The vision of the Kansas Department of Agriculture is to provide an ideal environment for long-term sustainable agricultural prosperity and statewide economic growth. Helping expand market access and making local food available to underserved communities helps to achieve that vision. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment is partnering with a public charity of the National Rockefeller Foundation and providing a second round of free at-home COVID-19 tests to households in every Kansas community. Households across the Sunflower State can visit accesscovidtest.org to place an order for an additional 5 at-home COVID-19 test kits, which will then be delivered by Amazon directly to homes. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment said in a news release that testing before holiday gatherings is one way to prevent spreading COVID-19 to family and friends, and frequent testing is especially important for those with exposure outside the home, such as kids in school or people who spend time in a group setting. By visiting accesscovidtest.org, Kansans will be able to enter their zip code to order the free rapid at-home COVID-19 test kits. Anyone needing more support to order more COVID-19 test kits can call 866-534-3463. And if you need additional testing, you can visit knowbeforeyougoks.com to find a free testing site in your community. In Nebraska news, 25-year-old Kendrick Buford was arrested on Tuesday after Lincoln police say he was caught manufacturing and distributing drugs near a school, and he's now facing several charges following the search of his apartment near 46th Street and Bancroft Avenue just before 5 p.m. on Tuesday. Police said the gang unit found almost 12 ounces of marijuana along with a stolen handgun and an AR-style rifle. The Lincoln Police Department reported that the handgun had been missing since a Lincoln burglary back in the summer of 2021, and Buford was prohibited from owning firearms as a felon. His apartment is less than a block away from Calvert Elementary School. The Nebraska Department of Corrections said an inmate went missing from the Community Corrections Center, Omaha, on Thursday. Robert Moss removed his monitoring device after leaving the facility without authorization, and staff members found the device at a shopping center about a mile from the facility. When they spotted Moss nearby, he ran off. Moss started his sentence in early August, and he was sentenced to 1 year on a charge of theft by receiving in Douglas County and had a tentative release date of January 30th. Moss is a 38-year-old black man with black hair and blue eyes. Anyone with knowledge of his whereabouts is asked to contact local authorities or the Nebraska State Patrol immediately. The Correction Center is one of two community custody facilities operated by the Department of Corrections, and community custody is the lowest custody level and the least restrictive type of facility. Inmates are allowed to go to work, school, and religious services with prior approval and without direct supervision. Lincoln police reported that a man's vehicle was stolen on Tuesday when he left it running in his driveway to warm it up. While waiting for his GMC Envoy to warm up around 7:10 a.m., the man went back inside his home near 12th and Pawnee Streets, and when he went back outside, his vehicle was gone. The vehicle was seen by Lincoln police officers on Wednesday around 11:34 a.m., and officers tried to stop the vehicle, but the driver refused and a pursuit began. The vehicle was seen near Highway 77 and Van Dorn Street, and about 15 minutes later, deputies with the Lancaster County Sheriff's Office found Gabriel Kufall, 27, driving the GMC near 19th Street and Cushman Drive. After a brief struggle, Kufall was arrested on suspicion of flight to avoid arrest, resisting arrest, and theft by receiving stolen property, and he also had multiple outstanding warrants. Officers warned to never leave your vehicle running while attended. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to unofficial minutes of the regular meeting for the Board of Education USD 211 that was held on Monday, November 14th, the regular meeting of the Board of Education USD 211 was called to order at 7 p.m. by President Jennifer Miller, and five members were present, so a quorum was declared. Superintendent Corey Roy reported on the KASB convention that he, President Miller, and Dina Wente attended last weekend in Wichita. And he said there was a great deal of information, including different procedures, goal settings, budgets, and new state requirements. Mr. Roy informed the board that he's been advertising for a chemistry teacher and a 7th through 12th grade vocal music instructor, and has already received three applications for the music position. He asked the board about any feedback from the community on the possibility of adding an SRO officer, and after some discussion, they instructed Superintendent Roy to continue collecting information. Superintendent Roy then reported on his observation at Eisenhower during pickup and drop-off times. He tallied over 220 vehicles dropping off kids each morning and said this creates traffic congestion and other issues. The board discussed different options and ideas on how to improve the flow of traffic and will continue to research to find a solution. A motion was made by Sean Katz and seconded by John Granberry to approve the science and language arts curriculum as presented, and the motion carried 5-0. Superintendent Roy reviewed the information on the Graham County revitalization that was presented at the last meeting. He said he spoke with the appraiser, and she reassured him that there would not be a decrease in revenue, but the possibility of an increase after 5 years. A motion was made by John Granberry and seconded by Michael Terry to agree to participate in the Graham County revitalization, and the motion carried 5-0. Jennifer Miller gave an update from the last NCK-SEC meeting. She said the Kansas State Department of Education reported around 1,600 professional positions vacant, with around 380 of those being in special education. She said she was pleased to report that Norton special education positions are currently fully staffed through NCKSEC. Michael Terry reported that the next PDC meeting will be on the 28th, and Jennifer then summarized some of the meetings that she attended at the KASB conventions and some of the information she learned. And she said it was very informative and encouraged all board members to attend. Superintendent Roy then provided a form as a guide to gather information for the superintendent evaluations that will be completed at next month's meeting. After two executive sessions to discuss personnel issues pursuant to the non-elected personnel exception under the KOMA, a motion was made by Michael Terry and seconded by Ryan Katz to accept the resignations of Katie Klimmer as the Eisenhower Elementary School custodian and Kayla Cox as the high school volleyball coach, and the motion passed 5-0. President Miller then adjourned the meeting at 8:12 p.m. On Thursday, November 17th, the Northern Valley Junior High boys basketball team hosted Grinnell Wheatland, and Coach Cole reported that the Northern Valley Junior High boys A team lost to Grinnell Wheatland 52-30. Coach said the Huskies played hard but could not slow down the hot shooting of the Thunderhawks. Connor David and Tate Talheim led the Huskies in scoring with 9 points each, and Griffin McKinney added 8 points. Coach Cole reported that the Northern Valley B team boys struggled making their shots and lost 44-2, with Zane Brown making the only basket for the Huskies. The next action for the Huskies will be on December 1st in Logan. The Norton County Hospital wants to remind the public of their closing on Thanksgiving. The Norton Medical Clinic will be closed, and the Norton County Hospital Business and Administrative Offices will also be closed on Thanksgiving, Thursday, November 24th. You need to plan your appointments, prescription fills, and consultations with the clinic staff accordingly, and patients can contact the Norton Medical Clinic at 785-877-3305. The Norton County Hospital's Emergency Department can assist patients in need at any time, and as always, in emergency situations, please call 911. The Norton County Hospital and Norton Medical Clinic hopes everyone has a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. And for more information about the hospital, you can visit their website at ntcohosp.com or their Facebook page at facebook.com/NortonCountyHOSP. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have chicken and noodles, whipped potatoes, lima beans, strawberry fruit cup, cookie, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be turkey, whipped potatoes, corn, rolls, fruit, milk, and dessert. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be sunny with a high near 30 and a northwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 12 and a west wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 40. On Saturday night, clear with a low around 16. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 56, and on Sunday night, clear with a low around 19. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday it should be sunny with a high near 54. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 55. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 54. And on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 48. Currently, with fair skies, it is 8 degrees. The humidity is 73%. The wind speed is west at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.51. The dew point is 1 degree, and the wind chill is minus 1 degree. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurrent leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The Kansas State Wildcats just need two more wins, and they're going to clinch a spot in the Big 12 Championship game against TCU, and they'll have to do it on the arm of Will Howard and Paul Meyerberg of USA Today, joined WIWW Radio in Topeka, and he discussed the development of Will Howard and what the leap he's taken here in his junior season after a rocky start his first 2 years in college.
And you saw it against TCU, having not thrown a pass all year, steps into the game, has two really important touchdown drives. I know things went south, but that predicated or preceded a really strong performance against Oklahoma State. He was ready to go against Baylor and delivered such a magnificent performance. I think it's changed the way that we're going to look at him going forward. Clearly as the guy who's going to be the starter next year. He's a success story of the utmost degree in the Big 12, and I think that he is the reason why you look at Kansas State today, and they are in position to have the program's best year in maybe 20 years, since 2003, and get into a New Year's Six Bowl. I think Howard deserves a tremendous amount of credit for the work that he's done.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster.
Each day we choose to take steps forward, to look out for each other, to put a smile on someone's face just because you can. When we slow down, we feel the rhythm of life that holds us together. This is our home, our heart. Simply put, we are your family, your neighbors, your friends. We are Kansas. Local makes a difference. Health insurance enrollment is open now through January 15th. Shop Blue today.
Why does Daddy spend so much time caring for the land, Mom?
When he's taking care of the land, he's really taking care of us.
How?
He wants us to have clean water to drink, fresh air to breathe, wildlife to enjoy, and he wants to leave this land better than he found it.
Sounds like Daddy loves us a lot.
He sure does.
Conservation, there's something in it for you. Call or visit your local USDA Service Center. Brought to you by the Natural Resources Conservation.
Your Ag, Weather, and Market Report is being brought to you by the Solutions North Bank, with locations in Waukini, Hill City, Bogue, Norton, Stockton, and Lenora. Experts in Ag Lending, member FDIC.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
You may remember our smiling faces from behind the counter at the movie theater. Perhaps it was at a chamber event or maybe at the ball field. The team at Solutions North Bank is grounded in the communities that we serve because your home is our home too. Stop in and get to know what the community banking experience feels like, because the hometown support means more than just a simple transaction. Solutions North Bank, solutions built on service, stability, and security. Member FDIC.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. We'll be warming up as we get into the weekend, but we will have some cloud cover hanging around today, along with cold temperatures as high pressure from the northern Rockies moves in. The weekend weather pattern should be fair. We'll be getting sunshine both Saturday and Sunday, and that'll let the daytime highs warm up a little bit. Saturday looks fair and breezy, with reinforcing high pressure moving in from the Intermountain states, and it will be a little bit warmer. Then we'll start to feel the warmer temperatures a little bit more for Sunday, with some 50s returning to parts of our state. On the map, we have a big and cold high pressure system moving into the central plains. We will have some lingering cloud cover in the eastern and maybe the central counties through about midday, but clearing statewide by this afternoon. Saturday will be sunny and a little bit warmer, and then we'll be getting more sunshine on Sunday and warming up a little bit more. The fair weather pattern continues Monday and Tuesday.
Thank you very much for that weather update. Live cattle began Thursday lower but found spillover support from the feeder cattle, trading higher as a reaction to lower corn futures yesterday. Concerning the hog slaughter market, the slaughter pace continues to run higher than its previous week and year. This is pulling hogs forward, which may eventually tighten supply. Looking at corn prices, they were higher overnight, following through on the impressive recovery on Thursday, as December corn looks poised to close higher by double digits on the week. Firmer trade overnight in the soy complex as most contracts attempt to bounce back following the sharply lower trade from the day prior. And firmer trade in wheat overnight with Chicago leading gains, up 7 to 8 cents. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Hello, I'm here for Pioneer Brand Seeds, in a particular part of a cornfield to make a particular point.